Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 72. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy the Orvis Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
Welcome to Bleed Geek. You already said
72.
It.
72. We'll be discussing the tech news of the week and movie news. That's the first week of the month.
So Matt Fowler's here. It's the first of the month.
It's the 4th of the month. It's October 4th.
No, it's the first Thursday of the month.
First Thursday of the month. But I know the date today.
It's implied.
But I know the date.
Hey, guys, guess what? Mike's birthday is on Saturday.
So happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
So we're celebrating a little tonight. Podcast style.
What was I gonna say?
I don't know.
Oh,
I really don't know.
I can't say what I was about to do on air, but it would have been bad, and believe me. So,
cool story.
Hey,
what's up,
Mike Earl?
Yeah,
you're turning 28.
Is that how old you are right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, then I'm turning 28.
You don't even know? Isn't it weird?
No, I was like, am I already 28?
No, you're turning 28.
27?
Because we're the same age for
a month.
Three quarters of a month.
Right.
9/8 of a month, which would equate to 4/5, but that doesn't sound as cool, so. And some people just aren't math people.
We're just in fractions.
We're fractionizing it up here. So, I would like to say, Mr. Earl, this is a cheers to...
Gotta be careful. These are very full.
I know, and I don't want to spill on my laptop again.
I like that that's what we're all over is your laptop. Yeah, it's the works laptop. They'll replace it. It's fine.
Guys, it's okay. It's works. Wait, I have work people to listen. Crap. It's my personal laptop.
I don't use my work laptop for anything but work, of course. Anyway.
Neither here nor there.
So.
Build an audience. That's what I'm doing.
Anyways. Yeah, October 4th.
To my girl.
We could probably, last year, we actually did the podcast on my birthday.
That's true.
So it was
Thank
a Thursday.
Thank you to Leap Year.
Well, no, I feel like I kind of got screwed by Leap Year, personally, because I like Friday birthdays, and I totally went from Thursday to Saturday. Kind of just a little weird, you know.
I see what you did there.
But I like Saturday birthdays, too. But, you know, like you only get weekend birthdays, and it's like you have all these shitty day birthdays.
Yeah.
Not that your birthday's shitty, but you know what I mean? Like
my
who wants to have a birthday
year?
On a Wednesday?
My birthday this year is on a Thursday. I can't even effing wait. Guess what, guys? Podcast. Woo!
Are you going to be here? When do you leave for...
The 8th, the 6th. So a couple days after.
By a couple days, it's almost a week.
The 6th.
Is that a Wednesday?
So it's a Tuesday. I leave early, though.
So then you won't be here for that Thursday.
Correct. I'm hoping...
You'll have to be here. Well, it'll be the first one.
I need to talk to...
You'll be here.
No.
I need to talk to Gio, because it's quite possible...
George.
Since I'll have my Nexus, like, both him and his... who is fiancé now will be wife by then. Both have Nexus 7s.
Time travel?
Huh? I just time traveled.
Weird.
Welcome.
We'll do that. We'll talk about that later. Anyway.
Welcome to the future. But I'm hoping that we can use both of his, and me, Gio, and Funyun can all Skype in and be on air still.
Nice.
So I won't be able to miss the episode, at least.
Well, that'll be fun. Will you also be drinking that night? Odds are.
I don't want to set myself up for disappointment, but yes.
But yes. That's awesome. Anyways.
Neither here nor there.
In case you were curious, it's Thursday night. If we didn't cover that, we do our podcast live
it's
Thursdays.
It's Thursday.
Approximately 8.
Tomorrow is
Friday. I think, that's...
It's horrible. It's 8:30 right now. We're so far behind. It's, like, hot as F in here right now.
It really is.
And my window's wide open. Maybe serious? I closed it a little bit. Do you want me to go check quick?
Because I feel like,
yes. Good. Because
Matt's gonna go check.
Because Matt only does movie stuff, and
he's gonna release the Kraken.
Release the Kraken!
Anyway, should we just get right into it?
I say let's bust into this.
Tim Cook.
Just bust a move.
Tim Cook.
Tim Cook. Do you guys know who he is?
On Friday.
Do you know who Tim Cook is? Being an Apple user, I'd hope you know who Tim Cook is.
I do not.
Do you? Oh, man. I wondered about that. I wondered if he would really
See
know.
See what I did there? I called him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know who the CEO of Simply Orange Orange Juice is?
No, because I don't drink just Simply Orange
you
Orange
just
Juice.
Do you know who the CEO of Absolute Vodka is?
I wish I did.
Do you know the
Russian,
CEO of Jack Daniels? His name is Jack Daniels, Mike. Let's be honest.
Is it just because we're nerds, because we know that?
It's a fun game I'm playing right now.
I don't like this game. I feel like you're calling me out.
Anyway, Tim Cook is the CEO of Apple, if you didn't catch that, Matt. But he wrote an apology to all the users about the maps in iOS 6. Are we in iOS
5.
6?
6. You're yep. 6.
iOS 6.
iOS 6.
Hey, why guys.
Why did you second guess myself like that?
That was weird.
But he wrote, you know, and he said, he even pointed you, like he said, you know, he apologized for not delivering the best experience possible and said, gave a list of other maps that you could use while theirs are getting better, but really, it takes people using them to make them better.
Do you think that was a stupid move on his part?
No.
I do.
You do? You want to tell me why? That's fine.
Yeah. I don't think Steve Jobs would ever back down from a decision. He would say, this is the way we're going. We know that it's not comparable to what Google Maps has, but it is the future. And I think doing the apology thing was very...
So you think Steve would have come out and said, hey guys, guess what? F you. We're doing this.
I don't think he would have said F you.
It's going to be the best.
Yes.
Use it.
I think he would have said, this is going to be the best. Not this is the best, but it's going to be the best. And I think that's what the difference is between the two.
I was trying to think of a good example, but he did give out free bumpers during AntennaGate.
Bumpers?
Yeah, because like people were having...
Like
said,
bowling alley
like,
bumpers?
Like when you held the iPhone 4 when it first came out, and then it said, you know, because of the metal band, like the way you held it. So they gave out free cases, but they were bumpers, because they were just around... They weren't a full case, it was just around the edges. They did give out free bumpers, and they did hold a press release for that, although he said it was such a minuscule number of issues that it really wasn't, but he said... Just to be safe, we'll give everyone bumpers. He made it sound like it's probably not a problem, but we'll just be nice and give you all bumpers. So he didn't come out and say, I'm sorry, we didn't release the best product. But
no, he probably said release the Kraken.
He probably did say release the Kraken. It is an interesting move. And like a lot of people are like, no CEO has ever pushed anyone towards someone else's product. And in a side note... today, Street View went live on the web app of Google Maps, so you can get it on your iPhone now, really.
Hey, guess what?
I already have it on my Nexus.
I already have it.
And my phone that Boom. Runs Android.
Oh.
That's what you sound like.
Damn it, is that really what I sound like? I sound like an idiot.
but it's an interesting move, and I think... And it'll just take people using them. You use some Sprint app, right? What do you use? Something
currently
weird.
I've used, it was...
you were using something else even when it was still Google Maps. You weren't using Google Maps.
Telenav,
you were using something
I think it
weird,
was.
Right.
It wasn't really weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, Telenav.
No, it's very weird.
Was that weird?
Because when we went to the IMAX that one time,
you were
time,
gonna say the zoo.
It was at the zoo.
I know, but you were gonna say the zoo, and I was gonna call you up, be like, "You guys are going to the zoo now?"
Because that's where the IMAX is. You're really loud.
I'm talking really loud. I feel like. I'll quiet it down.
We're gonna go hang out with polar bears.
I'm gonna the new exhibit.
So, because we saw The Dark Knight Rises on the IMAX at the Minnesota Zoo, but when we went there, he was using.
Telenav.
Telenav, as it turns out. And I thought, it's like, you know there's maps on here, but turn by turn, which is apparently the reason
Telenav, that used to come by default on Android 2.1.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd had on my previous
phone. Seems weird, so because of the Google Maps.
Right, but Google Maps didn't have
turn by turn.
Turn by turn at that point. They did on 2.3, but my phone had never gotten 2.3.
And that's apparently the reason why Apple went their own way, is because they wanted turn by turn. Because that's what, I mean, honestly, every year that's what customers were bitching about. Anyway, that's that. Tim Cook apologized. Make a web app. Maps will get better. Or, here's this crazy idea I'm going to throw out there to people. Learn how to get places on your own. You know, people
invest in a damn atlas.
Well, I don't even know if they sell those. Wait, I'm sure you can get them on eBay or Amazon.
You can still buy maps at a gas station.
Yep.
Do they still have? Oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But I mean, like...
Word on the street is, Emma, she likes collecting maps.
Maps?
Maps. Like M-A-P-S.
But I wasn't confused with another word. I don't know what else it could have been.
Right.
Mats.
Not mats.
She's going to take Matt Fowler into her collection of mats. Suddenly this got really weird. Moving on. So, yeah. I mean, like, I sometimes I'll look at it just to get a good bearing, but I like to try to find places on my own. Like, if I could have an address, you know, like.
I like to remove the stress of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? I mean, because you're already dealing with idiot drivers.
Well, that's such BS. How good does it feel like when you figured out how to get somewhere just using a damn map versus using, say, turn left in 100 feet?
Like when we were in Chicago?
And like when we were like, tearing shit up. Yeah, that was awesome. That was fun.
That was fun.
Well, it depends on what you do. Like, if I'm trying to get somewhere at a certain time, rather than, like, adding the stress of, oh, crap, I'm
just going
to turn,
say
and it, now I got to figure out how to get back to where I was. Just boop, 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 there I am.
Boop, boop, boop? Is that a boop, technical boop, term?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
So, anyway, Amazon.
I like Amazon.
They released their new
paper. Did they release a Kraken?
They released a Kraken this week. Their new Paperwhite Kindle is out.
Oh,
Pagewhite? Paperwhite? Paperwhite. What?
Randy's spamming is working.
Are there more likes?
Yeah.
That's good.
We hit 30. Thank you. Thanks to me.
Then I get my insights.
Me.
Anyway, the reviews have been great. It kind of makes me want one, even though I have a Kindle. But sometimes I do want to read at night when it's dark. And I'm like, I wish I could read in bed when everybody's asleep.
Yeah, because...
You couldn't use your iPad?
I could. Or my phone. I usually use my phone, really.
That's really what I was gonna...
It's a small screen, but it works. But then I bring it to bed anyway because that's where I plug it in.
I will tell you what. This right here... For you live streamers, for you non-live streamers, the Nexus 7 I'm holding in my left hand is one of the best things.
I think it's really important that you told them which hand it was in.
Just clarifying. I need to be detailed.
Dick face. Is one of the best... You didn't finish your thought. I interrupted.
I know.
It's one of your best...
It's so awesome to read on. Like when I
think it is. Let me see that. I think it really is a good site, like, for reading. Like, I don't like reading on my iPad or my phone as much as I like reading on my Kindle because it's
too big.
Well, no, the e-ink.
Oh, the e-ink is it's got to be a lot easier on the eyes.
I mean, like, this is the same thing as LCD.
Yep.
And so a backlit screen is going to wear on your eyes eventually. Yep. But it is nice at night. You can turn the brightness down, and if you're not going to read a lot, it is good. Like, this is a good size. Jesus. Like, if all I wanted to do was read, I think this is about perfect. Like, although, I feel like, are you all right over there?
Fowler effed up the point after attempt link.
Oh, I did
that
it.
You shared.
No, I did it for him. What is it?
It's point after attempt. E-M.
You should probably edit that.
E-M-T, not P-T. Attempt.
I wrote it.
So when I click it just brings me into no man's land. Ah, that's why I'm getting all the credit, because you guys effed it up.
But anyway.
Oh, sorry for the interruption. I'm kicking ass over here.
Do you
here.
Ever have problems with your thumb when you're holding it one-handed?
Uh-uh.
I feel like it's hard to see where the bezel is, because I could probably turn it on and look.
Yeah, it's on the upper right, top one. swipe down.
I suppose. Oh, I just wanted to put my thumb on to see where the screen lies.
It fits almost perfectly, like maybe a little more than half, reaching over, three quarters.
Well, no, I wasn't worried. I just mean like when I'm holding my
They did a good job with the bezel, honestly.
That's why I just wondered.
But it's. I mean, I like your iPad. It's a good device, but this, to me, is a much better...
The size is perfect. And even if they make this iPad mini, which we'll just skip to that, there's rumors of that iPad mini has started production in Brazil.
Look at the ratio difference, like going from phone to pad to laptop. Like, it makes sense where they're going. Where the iPad is really just a smaller version of a laptop. What size of screen is on an iPad?
It's like 9.7, I think, officially.
Where, like, your standard laptops are, I think, like, the base models are 12, 13.
Well, even the MacBook Airs are 11, the small ones.
So, I mean, you're really not getting much more out of the only benefit. What are you doing over there?
What?
How do you edit it?
You might just have to delete it and rewrite it. I don't know. But, yeah, so they're talking about the iPad minis being 8 inches, and I think that's almost too big still. Like, cause I like the screen size of the Nexus. Like, even my Kindle is pretty small. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's, like, a good size for that.
Because I think it's work.
Are you second?
I'm not on call.
Are you second on call?
I'm not on call at all.
But anyway, so the Paperwhite is out, and it is doing well. The reviews are really good. It makes me want one. E-ink looks sharp on it in the backlitness. Did you get that link fixed, or did you? We'll worry about it later. Yeah. Ping is officially dead as of September 30th, which most of you probably don't know and don't care anyway, but Ping was the iTunes social network that Apple tried to start at one point, and it didn't work out.
Yeah, they kept trying to make me do stuff with it, and I was always like...
But it is officially dead now as of the 30th. IKEA is moving to all LEDs by 2015. They're only going to sell LED lights, which cost more. I think their cheapest one right now is like $10, but they last forever, supposedly, and they're brighter and better on the environment. So go them. I don't know. How do you feel about that, Matt? You're fine with some LEDs, or are you pissed about it?
Well, I actually have a couple, because the person who I bought my condo from apparently
liked... Really? Where are they at?
The... bedroom ones, or not the bedroom, the kitchen, and the...
I didn't pay close enough attention.
And I think the ones in the living room are.
Nice. So you're working on your environmental skills already. And in other Apple news, mm-hmm. Motorola has dropped its infringement claims against Apple with really no reason given, which seems pretty odd.
It's live right now.
And I don't know what Randy's doing. He's on the phone. He came and sat down and was talking and then walked away again. He's crazy. But Motorola dropped their claims against Apple. I don't know if they're like going to rewrite it into a bigger claim or what their deal is, but it just seems like a weird move, seeing as how they were trying to ban pretty much every Apple device available because of somehow infringing on their iMessage system. I don't know.
Lawsuits.
Yeah, It's hard to keep up with everything. Like, there's so much litigation involved in everything.
Back
now.
And forth.
And even, like Toys R Us put out a tablet. I don't remember if we talked about it on our podcast or not. Even they were getting sued by someone for their tablet they put out. Like, it's like everybody is just, they can't leave it alone. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. I can't remind it.
HTC is going to put out a 1X... Plus.
1X Plus.
And 1VX, apparently, both on AT&T at some point. I don't think there's any... Like, seriously, do these names not frustrate you?
No, I don't care. I only pay attention to HTC, really.
These are HTC phones.
Yeah, I only pay attention to HTC, so they have two versions of their phones right now.
But I mean...
The 1S, the 1X, and the 1S... X Plus.
See, you can't even get through it. Like,
it's because I blame Fowler. And I blame the Kraken.
But, okay, so they're going to put out this 1X Plus, which is supposedly, like, what, an iteration on the 1X?
Hey, guess what? Nobody cares.
And then the 1VX, which is, like, a lower base model. Correct. Then? But they're both coming on AT&T. So right now, the way they have it, then they have the 1S, which is out on T-Mobile, so are they going to have a 1S Plus eventually then?
It depends on if they release it, because with Android phones, it's really up to the
manufacturer?
Not the manufacturer, even. Whoever, it's with the carriers, like what they decide, which phones Verizon. They want to license.
Because Verizon's a little bitch.
Right. And so, I mean, really, if you're going to blame somebody, I mean, I would say blame the carriers, because they're the ones that are pushing it. But, yeah, I put a lot in. You're welcome.
But anyway, no, I mean, I understand, but it's like, I don't know, just the naming of all phones at this point. Even the I wish the iPhone, I still wish they would have just made it the iPhone like they did with the iPad and just let it go from here, you know, like, it's just the iPhone. Yeah, so
they only put out one phone every 10 years?
Well, every year.
That seems ridiculous.
No, but even
if... look at us.
Even if they would have put out an HTC One X and just called it that, but it would have been a new model, that would be better than making...
There you go, sir.
A 1X Plus.
Happy birthday. It's just, what do you want them to do? Because at this point, HTC would have 7 different models, at least.
No, that's what I mean. Like, why can't they just, like, this is the 2011 HTC One?
They don't, but they're just, like, laptop makers. They don't just release one phone a year. Like, look at Lenovo, look at Dell. They're putting out multiple versions every year. I mean, multiple versions within months of each other. And that's the way they're doing it. And, like, at least, I mean, it's hard to compare... Well, no, you can compare Dell model numbers. Like, some of their model numbers don't match up.
Even if they gave it 4 numbers and they just progressively went up.
Like video cards.
Right. You know, the bigger the number, the better off you are, right?
No, because really,
Then they like to throw out some other new name, Sapphire 1000, and then suddenly you're starting over in your numbers.
I feel like... it's going to come across as bad, no matter how I say it. But Apple isn't... I mean... They are catering to a very generic user. They're saying, we know our hardware is solid. It won't be the best when it comes out, but they make good stuff. So trust us that it's going to be good when it comes out, that they don't need to release more than one version a year.
I'm not mad that they're releasing so many
I know,
phones.
But what do you want them to do? They're, like, at this point, HTC...
No, call it the HTC...
5930.
Yeah, that's fine with me. At least then you're doing something.
But even like, if you look at graphics cards.
So what are they going to call the next 1X
comparing
phone?
Like an XX.
You can't compare the ATIs and the NVIDIAs.
No, I'm not going to compare. I'm saying, like, comparing model number to model number. Because with even graphics cards.
They're not direct
cards,
proportion.
Just,
is that what you're
there's
saying?
There's different makers. So there's ATI that makes cards directly. There's. So there's, like, direct makers. There's, oh my word, so like there's like 10 different makers, but when you compare just the model numbers, you can't compare just model numbers, you have to look at benchmarks to see which one's better, you know, so a 7950 from XFX isn't going to be the same as a 7950 from,
I'm not happy with the iPhone names either. Like, I'm not just calling it, like, I'm...
No, you are happy with them.
No, either...
That's what
either,
you're saying, right?
No, I'm saying they should have just made it the iPhone and not added the 5. I think it should have just been the iPhone.
Then how do you compare which iPhone you have?
You just know what year it came out. Or...
Hey, guys,
I've
got the iPhone. So do I.
Or it would have been fine had they not, like, done the 3GS. If they would have just went 4, 5, 6, like...
Right, I agree with that.
And just made numbers. That's fine. And I'm saying that's what they should do with the HTC phones at this point. Just call them what they are, because... What are they going to do after the HTC? They have the HTC One X, and so now they have the HTC One X Plus. What's the next one going to be?
HTC 2.
HTC One X.
No, it's going to be
Plus
2.
Plus.
Hey, don't be an a-hole right
Plus
now.
Minus?
You're being an a-hole.
I'm just saying, like, they're not leaving themselves any room now.
What really sucks is Apple controls software and hardware. Android controls software.
Well, and the other problem is with Apple.
Oh, look, other. Ooh, I'm listening.
Make them the same. Why do I have the iPhone 5 with iOS 6? They should be on the same number.
I see what you did there. They should be on the same number.
It should have been the iPhone 4S, should have been the iPhone 5, and the iPhone 5 should be the iPhone 6, and they would be together, and I would be happy. I'm not saying it's just an HTC problem. I hate, especially Motorola has the worst names. The HTC has a lot of bad names, too. The Lumia, at least, the Lumias, they're at least making numbers in semi-chronological order. I know that the 920 has to be better than the 820, right? So if I wanted the top model, what's the highest number? I mean, that kind of works with the iPhone, but I don't like the fact that they have the S's, because whatever. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Xbox is going to have a music service.
About time, huh?
It's essentially going to be Zune Music, but calling it Xbox because they're making Xbox a brand, because that's the brand that makes money, not Windows.
It'd been Windows awesome makes if they money, tied but... in Spotify. I don't like Spotify because they make me have a client, but it would have been
supposedly, and we talked about it a long time ago, they are making a web app, but I haven't seen anything or heard anything since then.
Same with Turntable, is word on the street is they're going to be switching to HTML5.
Oh, what are they now? Flash?
Flash.
I never even noticed. Weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about the iPad mini. And T-Mobile, you know, they're like, hey, remember that one time we were trying to hook up with AT&T and it didn't work out? We're gonna hook up with MetroPCS instead. And so they are gonna merge with MetroPCS and just become T-Mobile. I'm pretty sure it's already been approved. Word on the street is Sprint is gonna try to make a counter offer and try to buy MetroPCS first now. But even if T-Mobile and MetroPCS get together, they still will only be in fourth place. They won't even surpass Sprint in user numbers. But what they're going to do is move over all the CDM people on MetroPCS to the HPSA, which is T-Mobile, and use that other spectrum left over for their 4G network.
And then they'll release
did that all the come out fine?
It actually did. You said it.
Okay.
100. Yeah, that was accurate.
So,
yes.
So anyway, if you are on MetroPCS or T-Mobile, if T-Mobile, you'll probably be unaffected. But if you have MetroPCS, you'll eventually have to get a new phone, I would assume, because they can't just put something in there to switch from CDMA to HSPA.
HSPA.
So if you have MetroPCS, which I don't think is available in Minnesota, I think it's more of a southern.
What? No, it's not. I've only seen HSPA before.
I think it's in the southern
hemisphere.
United States.
See what I did there?
I don't know. But it's already seems to be going through. And, I mean, they had a lot of problems with AT&T, obviously. But is Matt having problems releasing the Kraken? Is
that what you're pointing at?
I mean, Randy is pointing at something that I can't see behind the giant Coke bottle, but I could only assume to be Matt's drink and the unreleased Kraken.
Yeah. He's not releasing the Kraken.
So that is all the things I've listed. Randy, did you have things? It's in northern Minnesota, Adam says, via the chat, which I guess that could be true. I have never used it, so I don't know. But potentially in northern Minnesota.
We'll see.
Are you talking like the Duluth area or like
no, I'm guessing
the Arrowhead?
Like the like Baudette, Arrowhead. Up by Canada where nobody really cares about.
No man's land?
Yeah.
The dollar store in Cambridge used to sell them. I don't think it was the dollar store. I think there was a phone company.
Yeah, he
next
used to
to
work
the dollar store
because he used to have connections
in that same
there too.
Building. Anyway, did you have anything else from your? You said I have some stuff on my. You don't have anything.
Really,
let's talk about movies.
Well, wait, we're done. We're
yeah, that's all. That's all I got. What do you got?
Wait, I got
we
some
talked.
Stuff.
You were on the phone for a while.
Was it a long time?
No, it feels like it's been forever, but we've only been on for a half hour.
We've only been on for a half hour. Let me bust out my Instapaper quick, because okay. I've saved a few things.
He saved a few things. Let's hear what he's got.
Uh-oh.
Hopefully, yeah.
Uh-oh.
What do you want?
Oh, I need to scroll up, that's why.
Like, did you delete everything? Did you accidentally erase your Instapaper account?
So, Bleed Geek, guess what we do? We talk about, whoa, what are you doing there?
I was listening to you talk.
Cheers, sir. Happy birthday, Mike, in 2 days, even though you're not gonna hang out with us because you're too cool for school. A-hole. How come we didn't get invited?
You wanna come?
Randy, do you want to come with? No, I don't, because I already got crap going on. You probably had this plan for like 3 months, and you're like, ha ha ha, I'm going gambling without Randy. Suck ass, sucker.
So anyway, what's on your Insta paper?
BlackBerry. Did you hear about them?
BlackBerry 10?
They're coming out with a quad-core phone, ran word on the street. 2 gigs of RAM.
Bullshit.
Guess what? Guess what? Nobody cares.
Nobody's going to buy that.
And the article that I'd read was, question mark, can Apple surprise us anymore? Do you think they can? Not TVs.
I don't think they can
TVs,
in the phone market.
I think that they could. But in the phone market, they're just a player at this point.
I don't think anybody can, I'm sure
yeah,
some...
Yeah, right, Google tears that shit up. They're like, hey, guys.
What are they going to do?
We just mapped Mars.
The rover checked in on Foursquare. Curiosity.
I know.
They're the mayor of Mars now.
I'm going to take that shit over. I'm not going to.
Good luck with
that.
But really, where is the innovation going to come from? I think it's software at this point.
I think
not iOS or Android. I think it's developers that are going to innovate.
That's
and Android and iOS or Apple or Google, however you want to look at it, may buy these developers. But I don't think either of them are going to do anything that is so crazy. And I certainly don't think Microsoft is going to. Or BlackBerry. But I do think it's possible for... Like Apple's too concerned about keeping everything, controlling the entire... Like they could own the messaging world if they released their iMessage app for both Windows and Android as well. But, I mean, then you'd be happy. I bet you would use it even if you could get iMessage on your Android.
Oh.
Right?
We've had this discussion way too
many
times.
But you would, right?
I would, honestly.
But they never will.
And that's what sucks.
And Facebook is the closest thing to their competition because Google's not even trying.
I still have to read that article. It's on my agenda for tonight.
Google's not even trying. You're not going to read it tonight, let's be honest.
I bet you I will.
I bet you won't.
I bet you I won't.
But Google's not doing anything. I mean, maybe they're working on something we don't know, but they could move into the messaging world, make GChat.
How awesome would that be? Really?
Why don't they make GChat the underbearing to the messages and then do the same thing iMessages but incorporate GChat.
What really needs to happen is somebody needs to take the reins and say, we are not dedicated to one specific OS.
Right.
We want our service on everything.
That's the problem.
Which Facebook is that person.
And that's the problem with both Google and Apple is they're too busy trying to bury each other that
yes.
They're not looking at the whole market as a whole.
Exactly.
But yeah.
So... and then, Google and Asus are looking at releasing a 32 gig version of the Nexus 7, which should be interesting. There's no prices released. It's just rumor right now.
What size?
32.
Would you be pissed?
No, not at all. Because I have
what
an 8.
Have?
I have the 8, so the bottom end one, and it's more than enough right now.
Really?
Yeah.
What size iPad
everything,
do you have?
Everything 32? That I save, yeah. Everything that I save goes straight to my Google
Cloud.
Drive. So it doesn't, I really don't think, I mean, maybe at some point.
I feel like you're really checking your phone right now.
I am.
I don't know. I fill up my 16 gigs on my iPad.
But
Matt
that's because how many apps do you have?
I have
on
a couple
iPad?
Apps. Get out of here.
How many apps do you have on your
apps.
iPad that you use consistently?
Say
once a month. How many apps would you count?
I'd have to actually look, but there's a lot. Well,
would you say more than 50?
Probably close to that.
Close. Say it's 50 on the dot. How many apps do you have on your iPad?
Probably around 100.
That's your problem.
No, I cleaned it up. Owen plays a lot of games.
Yeah. So, I see what you did there. Blaming him.
It's
yeah, good
his
one.
Fault. I'm gonna get seasick watching this kid move his camera around all the place. Do you have any other anything else?
Yes. And then FYI, wind turbines, so they're kind of turning into a big deal right now with green energy.
Yeah.
The current world's largest, most, or the world's most powerful wind turbine.
I had a political comment, but I'll save it for later.
For later? When are you going to save it for later?
Not on the air. We don't talk about politics on our show.
We don't talk about politics, because I'll...
Wind turbines.
Its blades are bigger than the wing of a 747.
For real?
Yeah. How crazy is that? It's in the middle of the ocean.
That makes sense. I bet there's a lot of wind out there.
Because there's nothing to block it.
Flat land.
Or flat water.
Flat water. Flat landscape. Does that work? Is water a landscape?
Yes.
Is that like a weird thing?
It's like a faux landscape, because it's not landscape. It's more like
piratescape. You know what I mean?
We'll say piratescape. Because they're out to sea.
I don't think that's a word. I just made it a word, Mike, by combining two other words. It's called a complex combo. Compound?
Compound word.
Do you have anything else? Or can we talk about movies now?
Let's talk about Looper, because I don't care about the rest.
Well, we're talking about Looper last. Let's talk about...
What other movies are you going to talk about?
He's going to talk about the calendar first.
Seven Psychopaths. Let me bust that shit right out.
That comes out on October 12th my show notes here.
We'll wait.
Reading, it might be limited release on the 12th, so I'm not sure when it gets the full...
Are they stupid?
That was the site I looked at. I think that's wrong, though, because I've seen the commercials.
What do the commercials tell you?
I'm pretty sure it was the 12th, but I have to double check.
Christopher Walken. I can't wait.
No, it looks very good.
You're going to the midnight release?
I don't know if I would go
to
the
midnight. You went to the midnight release of Looper?
Yes.
That's what I did.
That's because I made him.
I'm very excited for it. I like Colin Farrell, Sam Rockwell.
I like Sam Rockwell. Let's talk about him for a minute. Have you seen Matchstick Men?
Yes.
That's an awesome movie.
Have you seen Moon?
No, but I hear good things.
I think you would dig it.
Good Night Moon? Oh, who the shit is that?
I was like, what the hell is happening right now?
That was X-Files. Was that X-Files?
Yes.
Boom. Scully and Mulder.
It's like the first time I've ever heard Matt's phone ring. That's not true.
I don't have friends.
Heard it here first.
We're right here. So anyway, let's start with the Friday coming up, October 5th.
So this Friday you have...
The day before Mike's birthday.
The one I'm really looking forward to, and I'm contemplating going
Frank
Friday.
And Weenie.
Taken 2.
Oh.
Shut up!
Sure. Liam Neeson?
Shut up.
Let's plan out the plot line right here.
Wait, you guys give your review, and then I'll give my rant. Holy...
About Taken 2?
Yeah.
Liam Neeson running around Europe, beating the crap out of people.
Let's be honest.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Let's say you make a movie, it sells really well. Why not make the same movie again, just slightly different? You're going to make money.
Worked for Home Alone 2.
That's true. Except for it was in New York. Are you pissed about that Home Alone 2 comment right now? I didn't know you were like a diehard Home Alone fan. It's like a death stare you just gave him.
I'm waiting for you to finish.
I enjoy badass Liam Neeson. Since Taken, you got that.
Everybody loves Liam Neeson.
The A-Team he was fantastic in. He was very good in The Gray. I don't know.
Did you see The Gray?
Yes, I did.
Was that good?
It's very good.
What was that other movie?
Exceedingly
The
depressing.
Road?
The Road was with Viggo Mortensen.
Okay.
And was also...
Viggo Mortensen?
Yeah.
Who's you made... That? He's the
Aragon.
King. He's the King.
Oh.
The Return of the King. He's gonna...
I get it.
The History of Violence?
He already hit it.
History of Violence?
He already... Nailed it.
What? Do you see The History of Violence?
Yes, I did.
Do you like that movie?
It was alright.
It's kind of weird though, right?
Yeah.
Alright.
It was entertaining though.
So we're on the same page there.
But yeah, so I'm very excited for Taken. Randy, go
what?
Ahead.
What's your problem with Taken?
No, nothing with Taken at all. Liam Neeson is my problem.
Because he was Schindler?
Hey, guy. Hey, guy, Liam Neeson. Let's get a different role, how about?
What, do you want him to be a Jedi?
Be something else?
I'm just kidding, he was Qui-Gon Jinn. Come on, man.
What has he been in the last couple years?
We were just talking, The Gray.
Nobody cares about that movie. I wasn't listening.
It was a very good movie.
Something about
Sounds
wolves.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Has to do with wolves in Alaska.
Dancing with Wolves?
Alaska?
That came out way long time ago.
I'm just throwing things out that
I
don't know.
Plane crashed in Alaska.
Like Lost?
Like,
well, minus the tropical
setting.
And
in, Wait, what was the by Gary Paulson?
Hatchet.
Gary Paulson.
My Side of the Mountain?
Gary Paulson. Is that what you're pulling out right now?
His name was Robert Paulson.
Gary Paulson. Robert Paulson?
My Side of the Mountain? The Hatchet.
Hatchet, yeah.
Hatchet.
Who was that? Wasn't that Gary?
Who was who? I don't know.
Who was the author of that?
I think that was Gary Paulson.
Yes.
Yeah, his name was Robert Paulson. In Project Mayhem, you have no name.
I'm just getting
Frank and Weenie also comes out October 5th.
Nobody cares about that movie. Do you care about that movie?
Small Children.
Yeah.
Are you bringing Owen?
No, I think
probably not.
Well, I think we might bring him to Hotel Transylvania. But he watched Alien with me one time. Why is that so bad? We didn't watch Aliens.
Holy
Matt
hell.
Took the movies back before we got to Aliens.
A-hole.
But I wanted to watch Aliens before.
By,
but
Stanley?
Maybe you should let him bring him over.
Ridley? Steven?
Mike.
What's that guy's name?
Ridley Scott did Alien. James Cameron did Aliens.
And Titanic.
David Fincher did Alien 3.
David Fincher?
Yep.
Did he do Fight Club?
Yeah.
And The Social Network?
Yeah.
I like that guy. October 12th.
And October 12th is Argo is the one I'm really excited for.
That actually, the more previews I see, the more I want to see that. And Ben Affleck can have a beard. It works out, apparently.
I remember when Ben Affleck became a joke not too long ago.
Ben Affleck has never been a joke.
Oh, yes, he was.
Let's talk about Bennifer for a minute here.
Geely?
I'm pretty sure there was a lot of jokes at one point.
Yeah, when you had, after Pearl Harbor, and then you had Daredevil, Geely, his career kind of got sidetracked.
Jersey Girl. I'm not going to say I didn't like the movie, because I liked that movie.
But you're also a
Kevin Smith fan.
So.
I'll let anything that guy puts out.
Why are you looking at me? Don't look at me.
But
here comes the boom. Kevin James. Is that the guy's name?
Yep.
Did I make that up? Sometimes
yep.
I think
Kevin
I make
James
up names.
Kevin James.
King
yep.
of Queens. Fantastic guy.
From The Grown-Ups. Great movie. That was sarcasm. But, that was
yeah,
a horrible
good,
movie.
That movie sucks.
I love me some Adam Sandler, but let's be honest. That movie's like, how much money can we make off doing nothing? And they're making a second one.
Because it still made money, which is sad.
Here comes the boom. Like, Henry Winkler. How can you go wrong? The Fonz is in it.
The commercials are kind of humorous.
I just love that they use...
It's the type of movie you Redbox. You don't go see it.
I just love the fact that they use that... what was that band called?
I mean, the POD.
They used.
Was it POD?
Here Comes the Boom,
yeah.
The song.
Is that...
Or the song was Boom.
Boom!
Here Comes the Boom.
That's the song they use in the... It makes me pumped every time I see
them. Here Comes the Boys from the South.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's POD.
I don't know.
They're playing in
Minnesota
in a couple
know.
Weeks.
I was,
remember?
I feel
do
like
you
want to
go?
Yes, I do.
We're just...
We should go.
I'll go.
Let's do it.
Okay. Me and Matt are going to POD. Fucking kick ass.
And then Seven Psychopaths is that week as well.
Woo! Give me the lineup of Seven Psychopaths, Fowler.
I feel like we may have talked about it.
We did it a little earlier, but again, it's Colin Farrell.
For the people who don't listen
Sam
regularly.
Sam Rockwell. Christopher Walken.
Boom! Christopher Walken!
Woody Harrelson.
Well,
I love those guys.
I love Woody Harrelson.
I love Christopher Walken and Woody Harrelson.
From the director of In Bruges, which if you have not seen is a fantastic
Wait,
movie.
I've never
even
heard about
Bruges.
That.
In Bruges.
Probably
In
me.
In Bruges. No.
In Bruges. Oh, wait, it was Matt.
No, it wasn't Matt. It was somebody else who was just telling me that I needed to
Who's
see
that. Who's in that movie?
In Bruges is Colin Farrell, Is it Ralph Fiennes and
is it the guy
Brendan
from,
Gleeson?
Is it Charlie Day? Is Charlie Day in that movie?
No.
And Jason Sudeikis? That's Horrible Bosses, yeah. Mike.
How come...
But again, it's... Once I saw it was from that director again, I got very excited. Cause
Are Bruges, you sure Saw 18 doesn't come out on October 26th?
No, it's Saw 19.
I'm kind of surprised I haven't seen that there's a Saw coming out.
There is.
Did one come out last year?
Let me Google it. Wait, what was last year's? Because there was one last year.
Yeah.
Saw 25.
Saw...
Anyway.
But instead, the following 35. Weekend, you do get Paranormal Activity 4, which is...
On October 19th.
A new Halloween series that's been coming out regularly. And...
Like...
I haven't seen the third one yet.
Are you gonna go...
I wouldn't see it in the theater.
Did you see the first two?
I've redboxed them both and enjoyed them for what they were.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like where could they really go? I've seen the first one only. I'll just throw that out there. Disclaimer. But,
disclaimer.
But,
I like disclaimers.
But really, like, how many times can you make a found film movie about the same thing?
Very true. Well, the third one kind
of... Yeah, I didn't see the Blair Witch Project 17 come out yet.
Never mind.
That's because the sequel they made bombed.
For good reason. How many times can you take into?
And also that week you have Alex Cross, the new...
Alex Trebek?
No.
Suck it, Trebek.
The new... it's in the same series as Kiss the Girls and Along Came a Spider.
Are those good? Who's in that? Denzel?
That was no, that was Morgan Freeman. Yeah.
Same guy, really. Just one's older.
This one instead, though, they're using Tyler Perry, which I'm very intrigued by. You know, so we have Madea now trying on like an actual serious role and something that he's not directing or writing himself. So it'll be kind of interesting to see what his talent level is in something that's not his own. And granted, I'm not in the target demographic for the Madea movie, so I haven't seen any of them, so I can't really comment on those. But
can we talk about Alex Trebek for a second?
Maybe you want to talk about... What was the name of the computer?
Hal? Watson.
Watson.
Just for some reason, Jeopardy's on twice a day now, and I'm loving it. Just a side note. It's on not only at 4:30, but at 11:30 as well, and it kind of makes my day. Moving on.
That's all you wanted to say.
Yeah.
Get the F out.
I can watch Jeopardy twice a day now.
And then rounding out the month, you have a new Silent Hill movie, Silent Hill Revelations 3D, which I've not seen anything about.
I have a question. A hill? Is it the third movie in the series?
No, it's the second one.
Anyway, is it based on a video game?
Yes.
On a video game?
Yes.
What game?
Silent Hill.
I see what you did there.
You know, survival horror game.
Is it about a zombie thing? Or is it?
No.
It's kind of like Resident Evil, I feel like.
No.
No?
It's much...
Like The Mist?
Much less...
Like a psycho killer? Texas Chainsaw?
No. It's this weird town, you end up in it, you're walking around, it's all foggy, and you're trying to find your kid.
The Mist.
And then suddenly, the town goes apeshit, and it's all... like dark and demonic, and there's these weird creatures coming at you.
Called zombies.
No, they're not.
Zombie! No, it's called
the Kraken.
More like demons, I guess I would say. But it was a creepy game.
Cheers, sir.
The first movie was interesting. I mean, it wasn't a great movie, but
is this like an actual sequel? Or is it like a remaking? Oh, it's Revelation, so it's not just Silent Hill.
Yes, and again, I was kind of surprised when I first saw something the other day, like. You know, one of those screens they have at a movie theater that's playing trailers, but it's not actually the trailers, you know, that you see in theaters. Like the little
first looks.
One, kind of, yeah. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know they were making another one. But also that weekend on the 26th, you have Cloud Atlas, the new movie from...
The Wachowski siblings. Wachowski siblings, because they're not brothers anymore?
Nope.
I think I said brothers the other day when we were talking about it, didn't I?
But now one
of the girls. That was inappropriate of me.
And then also the director of Run Lola Run.
Cloud Atlas is like a super like sci-fi movie? It looks really weird,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's like three different time periods, all using the same actors, and somehow it's all
is there time travel involved? No. I don't know if I can handle that.
I don't believe it's
like
time travel. I think it's like
different dimensions,
interconnected stories taking place in three different time periods using the same actors. But you have
like
a cast
Back to
with...
the Future, but without the time travel?
No. I really don't know a whole lot about the movie, other than you have something.
Are you
going to
go see in the theater?
Yeah.
I'll wait.
Well, I mean, you got.
I'll wait till you tell me what
Tom
it's
Hanks,
about.
Halle Berry.
Tom Hanks is in it.
Tom Hanks is in it. Halle Berry, Hugo Weaving.
Whoa! Stop that train! Did you say Halle Berry?
I said Halle Berry.
I'm a fan.
So now Randy's on board.
So I'll go see it.
I'll go see
Hugo
it.
Hugo Weaving's a good actor too.
And it just.
Why does my Mountain Dew smell like Coke?
Really? Does it smell like... Let me smell.
Anyway.
Somebody got derailed really easily right now.
Whoa.
But,
Does it?
I've read some good early reviews on it.
Does that smell like Coke a little bit? Maybe it's the combination of aluminum and...
No, but...
Maybe it's the orange juice.
It smells like Mountain Dew to me, but...
So anyway...
Okay, well, we just wasted time on that.
It's okay. It's only...
It's fine.
It's only 0 o'clock. We're good.
So
yeah, I'm intrigued by that one.
They made The Matrix. I'll go see it.
Yep.
That's all. What else did they make?
Speed Racer.
Didn't see it.
Bound, I think was it. Or no, was it Crash?
They didn't make Crash.
No, it wasn't Crash.
Crash was a good movie, though.
Crash was a different
that
one.
That was by...
Just let that go. It's all right. So what movies did you see recently that you want to talk about with me?
We went and saw Looper last Thursday night after podcasting. And we had some different reactions to it.
I still don't even know how I reacted to it.
Hey, don't give out spoilers.
Do you really not want us to?
No, because I want to go see it. Is somebody going to go see it again? Will either of you go see it again?
I would consider it.
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't mind seeing it, honestly.
So you have a different reaction than your earlier.
I didn't give that.
Yeah, you did.
No, because you guys are all like, Looper, best movie ever. And I'm like, cripes. You guys went to the midnight showing.
So, Matt, you would give it how many popcorn buckets?
4.
I would give it 3.5 popcorn buckets. But I would have given it like 4.5 up until the end. I'll just say that.
Thank you. Don't spoil
it. No, that's all I'm going to say. The acting was super good.
Yeah, and I mean, one of my big concerns going in was the fact that they gave Joseph Gordon-Levitt the prosthetics to try to make him look like he could have been a young Bruce Willis. And even vocally, he tried to...
You don't think he pulled that off? You don't think he kind of looked like Bruce Willis?
He did. But at the beginning, it was a distraction. Like, the first, like, 10-15 minutes, it's kind of like, that's not Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Was it because you were dwelling on the fact that you knew he had stuff done?
But that's
or because
just the natural component of it.
Like, and then, had you never seen any movie with him in it before, any movie with Bruce Willis before, do you think it would have been fine?
Well, you wouldn't have known. I mean, you wouldn't have had anything to reference it to. But yeah,
he did have some, like, he raised his cheekbones, and he's 2 centimeters shorter. That's weird.
Yeah, I mean, so...
They never show them next to each other, though, so it's fine.
To me, at the beginning, that was a slight distraction, and then I realized later on in the movie, I'm like, oh, I haven't even thought about that since.
Right.
Because
he
then becomes that character.
Joe.
And it made that transition, you know, like, you could, like, that scene where they kind of show his life progressing up to becoming Bruce Willis.
They kind of show him like 5 years out, 10 years out, 15 years out. Because Bruce Willis is himself 30 years in the future.
Yeah.
I think they did a good job. Like,
they did. And then at the same time, like, the reason I haven't gotten a review up is it's a tough movie to write about without giving anything away, because a lot of what makes the movie fun is the things that I had no idea were coming in it.
Like, really, like, all I knew about the movie going into it was he kills people from the future. Like, honestly, like, that's about the gist of it. That Bruce Willis was him in the future.
And at some point, he gets sent back.
And he gets away.
And he has to kill himself.
Like, but...
There's so much other stuff going on.
That wasn't even, like, that's not even the main, like, that's a good part. Like, that has a huge effect on the story. But I would not have, like, that plays a minor role, really. Like... The
it's
real
what gets
story
the ball rolling
is so much more than that. And, like, I think they did really good, and my biggest fear going into it was how they would deal with the time travel. And I think they handled it very, very well. And when they explain things, and they explain how things change, and just from his future self knowing things that his past self knows, like, that's where, like, you get into this whole really deep philosophy of things. And I honestly think they handled it very well.
Well, and one of the things I really liked in the movie was some of the self-referential dialogue in the film. So when you have Jeff Daniels early in the movie sitting there and just talking like, oh, there's nothing original anymore. Just kind of like, we're going to try to do something new here is basically what I took from that. Like, it was almost speaking to the audience, even though they're having a conversation amongst themselves. And then later on, Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt sitting there together talking, and Bruce Willis essentially saying, I don't want to talk about time travel. So saying, like,
he said,
it's here, it's a part of the movie.
He said, like, something, like, along the lines of, like, I need a lot of diagrams, and we don't have time for that, basically. Which, like, really is speaking to the audience more than it's speaking to Joseph Gordon-Levitt, his past self, because that it's really true. Like, it's really weird. Like, it's really hard to understand. Like, I honestly think they've handled it very well. This is a complete side note, but have you ever seen Brick?
Yes.
Okay, because it's the same producer, and I just want director. And I like that movie a lot. Neither here nor there. See Brick if you haven't seen it.
Rian Johnson is the director.
Rain?
R-A-I-N.
Ryan? Rain? I don't know. Anyway.
But again.
But I think things handled, they handled the time travel stuff. Like, that was honestly, like, and I think we even maybe talked about it before.
A little bit,
if yeah. If on podcast or not, I don't know, but that's what I was concerned about.
Because time travel, it's tricky. I mean, you can set yourself a lot of traps with it.
And in the end, I still don't believe it's ever possible to do a movie where time travel fully works, but they handled it in a way that it really works for the movie, and the movie is handled very well.
Well, it kind of depends on what form of time travel you're doing. Like, there's right. the... Can you go back and change something? Then there's the what effect does that have on whatever else is going on? Can you just go back and observe but not participate? I mean, I still think one of the greatest time travel movies is Back to the Future. I mean, that series played with it really well, too. You know, the first one, in many ways, is just very straightforward. Go back in time, see your family. What is, you know, your parents when they're younger, what are the ramifications of that? The second one, in terms of enjoyment level, is probably my least favorite of the three, but in terms of creativity, I think is my favorite.
I think, like, Back to the Future is probably one of the best time travel movies yeah. ever made. Like, I don't know who wrote it, but I know Robert Zemeckis was a director,
and
that guy's
he
insane.
He and Bob Gale.
Bob wrote Gale it wrote it?
Yeah.
Like, Robert Zemeckis, and I know he's coming back to live-action movies, but he's been doing a lot of animation lately, but yep. that guy does make good... Because he made Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
And those are the two that... The huge movies, like, right? Like, Back to the Future is incredible. Like, the way they handle the time travel and everything affecting everything is insanely good. Like, there's a lot of time travel movies and books and stories and video games that's, like, I... Like, because personal, on a personal level, I will rip it apart. But, like, the way they handle things, and because I put way too much thought into it, it's probably why I had a problem with the end of Looper. And which I've kind of made peace with at this mm-hmm. point. And Randy said, you know, he wanted to see it again, and yep. I could go see it again.
And I just seen a comment somewhere of, like, oh, Looper's better the second time.
And maybe it will be, and
well, that's a big thing,
and
too.
And Paul like, Dano was a surprise for me. I didn't even know he was in that. I kind of like him. Just throwing that out there, complete sidebar.
I think the first time I saw him, or, like, that I kind of started recognizing him was Cowboys and Aliens.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is not time travel, but semi-time travel?
No, it's,
I mean,
it's more
it's
just
not,
a,
but it's...
A play on genre.
Right. But I don't even know where we're going anymore. But,
yeah.
But good job, Robert Zemeckis.
And good job, Rian Johnson. With
no,
with
he Looper. Did, and Looper was really, like, and I honestly think the second time around it probably will be better.
Because, again, expectations are a big thing. Like, you go into a movie expecting something. That's why I'm very interested in rewatching Prometheus, a movie that I walked out just so disappointed by. And I don't think it's going to be, like, a giant turnaround. I think a lot of the disappointment's going to change, like, remain. But at the same time...
Maybe you'll kind of understand
why. I might be
why.
Able to be a little more forgiving than I was in that initial viewing.
And with Looper, I think, like, the second time around, I think... Well, I know what's going to happen now, so I can kind of see what's progressing.
Yeah.
Whereas the first time, it's like, I really have no idea where this is going. Like, I don't know what's going to happen, and I didn't expect 75% of the movie. Yeah. I didn't know, like, I didn't have an idea where it was going, which is, like, I feel like my main problem with movies in the current realm is that I can figure out the entire plot in the first 10 minutes.
That's why I enjoyed Looper in that way, and that's why I really enjoyed Cabin in the Woods.
Which I still need to see.
Because, again, they...
Joss Whedon, so it's got to be good, right?
Joss Whedon and Drew Goddard.
Sure.
But again, you know, I mean, there's been so many movies that I've gone into, like the M. Night Shyamalan's, Shutter Island was another one, where I know there's some sort of twist, because everyone's like, ooh, you won't see the twist coming. And then it's like, oh.
Like you became so well-known for the twist that after the sixth Unbreakable... Like, it's like you knew what the twist was. Like, it wasn't a surprise anymore.
Well, in Signs,
like,
the
let's say,
is retarded.
Like, The Village. Like,
yeah.
Well, I wondered what that was going to be. Or The Frickin' Happening, which I hated. Don't ever see. That's my one movie I will tell you not to ever see. Don't see The Happening. But, yeah. No. That's my main problem with movies today is, like, I want to know what they can do to not make me see the ending at the beginning.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
But, I mean, it's also so difficult in this day and age with the internet.
Well, with trailers, with leaks, like with yeah. Batman, even like I avoided things, like and I.
Well, that's what you have to do.
And what did I tell Randy? Like I told Randy, I had to quit the internet for like 2 weeks because I had
so
to
you
stay.
Didn't see any spoilers.
So I had to stay away from Reddit, Facebook. You know, just Tumblr. Tumblr and Reddit are the biggest
Tumblr.
Two.
Ugh.
But you know what? Like it's hard with yeah. this the technology today. It's like to not get spoilers. It's hard.
And then there's also that, like, even though I don't want the spoilers, you kind of do. You want?
No, you don't.
But you kind of want to know, yeah, like if you're on the fence about a movie, whether or not you think it could be good or not, like you kind of want to know what it's about going yeah. into. Like with Looper, I don't know how they hid like the main story so well. Like,
I think it's because it had an interesting enough premise that kind of sold it.
And it's still a very indie
and,
film
yeah,
at the same time.
It was small scale. I mean, it had Bruce Willis in it. And then, I mean, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, somebody that his star has definitely been rising.
How awesome is he? I feel like he was such a small potatoes actor, and all of a sudden it's
is
like...
Is it because he was in Third Rock from the Sun?
Yes.
Or 10 Things I Hate About You?
More because of Third Rock from the Sun. But like...
Tommy. Was he Tommy?
Tommy, yeah. Yep. But now he's such a gangster actor.
And the thing is, he can do so much.
Like, he's such a versatile actor.
I think he's really good at picking good movies, too. Like, I didn't see Premium Rush and it looked bad, but I still wonder. Like, you kind of got to wonder if it really was a good movie and no one
reviews,
saw it.
In reading reviews, there were some people that liked it. There were some people that just ripped it to shreds. I mean, it wasn't something that I was like, I got to go see this. But the fact that he's in it, to me, gives it some touch of credibility. But, I mean, he can do comedy. You see, with 500 Days of Summer, 10 Things I Hate About You.
And his two hostings of Saturday Night Live have been very good. He hosted, last week was a rerun, but the week before that, and it was good.
He can do action.
Trey Seckes.
Off the watch.
He can do action with Looper, Inception, Batman, or The Dark Knight Rises. And then he can also do really good drama, like 50-50. You know,
that was a good movie.
That really was. You know, so he's very versatile.
I really like him as an actor. And as a person. Hit Record is pretty cool. I don't know if you're familiar with that at all. No. It's kind of like his... No, I don't want to say it's like a non-profit type thing. But, you know, just in general, it's like his kind of helping artists, whether they be actors, little storytellers, kind of get mainstream. Like, it's like a big collaborate. It's check it out. Hit Record.
And then just one little final note, kind of transitioning from Looper. Just today, the first teaser trailer for A Good Day to Die Hard was released.
Is that really a sequel?
The fifth movie in the Die Hard series.
Is that really happening?
Coming out on Valentine's Day 2013.
It's already that close?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they were making
it.
Oh,
no, I've known for a while.
You didn't tell me? I thought we were friends, Matt.
No. I said it earlier. I don't have
There's a reason why. He is at... Follow him on Twitter at FowlerFF. Send us an email
when
at
does
fans
when
at
does Lincoln come out?
Com.
Abraham Lincoln?
November.
Soon.
The more I see trailers, the more I want to see that movie. Speaking of which, guess who's in that?
Daniel Day-Lewis?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going
He's
there.
Abraham Lincoln's son. And you know what's crazy? He said that, like, he did an interview. He said, like, Daniel Day-Lewis, like, he got to have lunch with him after the movie because, like, he's such a character actor. Like, he wouldn't talk to him because Abraham Lincoln and his son had problems. Like, they were conflicted in ideas and didn't talk a lot. So, like, during the movie, he didn't talk to him, like, because he's so, was it method acting?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it? Like, when you are the person, like, what's that guy that died? Heath Ledger. Like, he was like that, they say, yeah. You know, like. But, like, the more I see trailers, and as odd as it is, after the debate yesterday, that was what the commercial, the first, so after an hour and a half of not commercials, the first commercial they show was, like, the longest trailer for Lincoln I have seen. And I thought, I wonder how fit, like, that had to have been planned, because how fitting of a place to show it.
And here's, and it's Spielberg.
Right, and Daniel Day-Lewis is amazing.
Yep.
When is Spielberg gonna disappear?
When he dies?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. The guy's been making great movies since the 70s.
That's a lie.
He
had a great movie in the 70s, and he had a great movie in the 80s, and he had a great movie in the 90s.
I don't know how that confirms a lie was told.
I mean, you go through the guy's filmography.
Did he?
There's Jaws? Some, like, yep, Jaws.
When did that come out? Like, 79?
70.
78, 79.
Was it 8? Yeah. It's either 8 or 9, for sure. Yeah.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind, E.T.
Indiana Jones.
All of the Indiana Jones.
With his best friend, George Lucas. See what I did
Jurassic
there.
Park.
Get the F out of here.
I'm this book I have.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
I almost think you were trying to go, like, he hasn't done a great movie in a while. Is that where you were going with that?
He doesn't know where he was going with that. Do you... What is your... What is your most look forward to movie of
the
month?
Out of, here.
Of the month, Argo.
Yeah?
I'm really looking forward to that.
I'll give you that one. That and Seven Psychopaths, I think, look good. Taken 2. I never saw Taken 1, I'll be honest. Did you see Taken 1?
No.
Okay.
Liam Neeson.
I was just worried that you had seen the movie I hadn't, and then I thought, whoa,
no, I've seen,
look out for this
guy. No, I have seen Taken 1. I lied, because I pirated that
man.
One. I did not pirate that
I'm
movie.
Out.
What?
You saw Taken, and I didn't. I'm
just
kidding, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going there.
I got no problem watching Liam Neeson run around
he,
and beat people up for an hour and a half.
Cripes! Give the man a different role.
Give the guy a lightsaber.
Go watch Schindler's List then. If you want something different,
I do,
go
no,
watch that.
Give him
let's
a movie in the last
year. You know what he would be really good as? Like a mentor to Batman. Let's see him train Batman.
That would be cool. I would be in.
And with that...
We'll watch Batman Begins.
Yeah. Taken 2. Comes out this week, I think.
Yep.
Because I've seen a lot of trailers recently. Never saw the first one.
I'll lend it to you.
Is there anything else you want to add before we call it a day here?
Go see Argo.
Argo. Ben Affleck with a beard. How can you go... Seriously, that movie looks so good.
It does.
Is there a movie with Maggie Gyllenhaal that comes out this month about some crazy teacher lady?
Yes.
And it looks
is it
like,
this month or is it it's sometime soon?
I see a lot of previews for it, and I think, I would not see that.
Yeah,
it seems like a very feminist movie. Or a... I'm not going to say anything else. You have anything else you want to add before we're done, Randy?
Go team.
If you want to follow us, you can always follow us on...
You can follow us on Tumblr.
On Tumblr.
Bleedgeek.tumblr.com.
You can like us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/bleedgeek.
You can go like the Point After Attempt on Facebook.
We don't care about them.
Yeah, we do.
That's a lie. We do. Facebook.com/pointafterattempt.
It was me. I wrote it.
Mike wrote
it. No, Fowler's link failed too.
No, I wrote it on his tablet.
Oh, I see what you
did. I told you that earlier.
I know.
You weren't listening.
I wasn't listening.
Story of my life. You can follow us on Twitter at BleedGeek. You can follow us all into. You can send us an email at
fans with an S at bleedgeek.com.
You can
call us 406-794-5537.
I don't know if that was right. I wasn't listening.
406. I don't even know. 406.
You can follow us individually on Twitter.
What's our phone number? 406-799-GEEKS. That's what I was looking for.
406-794-3357.
Did I get it right?
I don't know. I kind of think
you did. Hey, editors, rewind that. I might have got that right.
You can follow us individually on Twitter. I'm at Mike037.
At the Crandall with two L's.
Matt is
at FowlerFF.
And Josh is at the Nyman.
Neither of them post anything cool, so don't even bother.
Or anything at all.
Hey, F you. And if you want to know what at FowlerFF means, send me a tweet. I'll tell you. I won't even edit it.
And with that, we are going to definitely call things a night because I don't even know what's happened for the last hour and 10 minutes that this podcast has gone on.
Has it gone on that long?
1 hour, 9 minutes, 5 seconds, and some number that's moving too fast. I can't keep up with it.
That's high fives.
So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy.
Oh, there's exit music.
The Crandall Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
Have a good night.
Go Apple.